Welcome to British Bay English Academy's Listening Audio Archive. These recordings will help you improve your English listening skills.
Robert Bruce and the Spider. Most English school children are told this story by their teacher. It happened hundreds of years ago in Scotland, a country which is joined to England in the north. Today, England and Scotland are one country. But at that time, they were two countries. Scotland was ruled by a king called Robert Bruce. England was governed by King Edward I. Edward wanted to be king of Scotland too. The Scots said that the English were foreigners and they did not want to be ruled by a foreign king. So Edward attacked Scotland with an army. There were many battles which were won by the English. Robert Bruce fought bravely because he was not a coward, but he was beaten by the English. The English tried to catch Robert, and he had to leave Scotland. Sadly, he went to a small island and hid in a hut. He had lost all hope of beating the English. "What is the use of trying anymore?" he said. Just then he saw a spider trying to make a web. It had fastened one of its threads to the ceiling and it was swinging in the air on the other end. It was trying to reach the floor with its threads. The thread broke and the spider dropped to the floor. It climbed up the wall to the ceiling and tried again. The thread broke again. Again and again the spider tried. It would not stop trying. At last it succeeded. Robert Bruce thought, "If a spider can keep trying until it succeeds, I can do the same. I have tried to beat the English so many times, but I will try again." He went back to Scotland and gathered together his small army. King Edward was in England, but he had left a big army in Scotland. Robert Bruce and his followers attacked the English soldiers and began to push them back towards England. When King Edward heard this, he had decided to return to Scotland immediately. On the journey north, he died, but he sent his son, Edward II, to continue the fight against the Scots. The two kings met in the famous Battle of Bannockburn. Edward had 10,000 men in his army, and Robert Bruce had only 3,000. But luck was on the side of the Scots. Edward was a poor soldier, and the English were defeated. The Scots had won their freedom from English rule. When children are told this story by their teachers, they are taught to remember the lessons learned by Robert Bruce. If at first you don't succeed, try, try, and try again.
This recording was presented to you by British Bay English Academy. To access more listening audios, visit us on www.britishway.lk.